Well, good morning, everyone. I think I'm supposed to start with some opening remarks here about 5 minutes early, and so I do have a couple opening remarks, so I think I will get started. Let's see. I think maybe I'll leave one of these remarks till later on, but what you see up here is my last slide. I'm the first talk, and we've set up an email address where you can send your comments on some of these proposed changes sort of to soil taxonomy. So if you're interested in reviewing and making comments on some of these proposals that we're developing, and these are the four proposals that we have in pretty good shape right now to send out to people for them to comment on. And so this is sort of our first attempt to try to get as much input from everyone that we can about some of these proposed changes that we're suggesting. These are just proposals. I would say none of these things is the group or the task force in full agreement, and so again, these are just proposals and we're looking for comments and things like that. I'm also going to pass around just a sheet of paper. If you forget to send your email to that address, and you can just put your name and email address on this, and then I'll take that back and then I'll contact you and then send you the proposals when those are coming around. I'm not certain if we'll send a bunch of them at one time or one at a time, but anyway, somewhere I'm hoping in the next, probably by the first of the year, you'll start to receive one of these proposals to review and comment on. So if you're interested in doing that, please participate, because we're looking for your help. This afternoon, along with the session this morning, we have four posters, so make sure you attend those posters. One of the posters, you have a chance to have a vote today. Some people say a vote that's really going to count, that you can feel good about. Anyway, exercise your opportunity to vote. It's actually on a wet soil order that we don't have up here yet, but something that we're clearly discussing right now. John.
Mark, I was trying to find out where those posters are. Do you have an approximate idea of the number?
220-ish.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. So that's about the posters. And then just a reminder that tomorrow the Podology Division has their colloquium, and that starts at 7 a.m., okay? But there'll be a light breakfast, so you can come and get your coffee and tea and then something to eat and then attend that. Okay, so don't forget about that tomorrow at 7 a.m. All right, any other questions or comments for folks about podology or what's going on? All right, I'll wait one more minute before I start. I'm the first speaker. So again, if you just came in, there's a sheet going around if you're interested in commenting on some of these proposed changes for fundamental changes in soil taxonomy. These are changes that were developed by the Soil Science Society of America Task Force to make fundamental changes in soil taxonomy. I saw another hand. John.
I was just going to mention that the speaker at the colloquium will be Doug Mean, and he'll be talking about soils on Mars. So it should be a very interesting talk.
Doug is pretty much in charge of all the science for that project, right? So, you know, he's in the forefront of all that work that's been going on. All right, I'm the first speaker, and I'm going to get started here. Again, we're talking about fundamental changes in soil taxonomy, and I'm going to talk about the challenges to making those changes and maybe some of the roadblocks that are set up that we're trying to maneuver around. And then I'll also talk about soil moisture regime as an example. I have a 5-minute rapid talk tomorrow morning, more on the soil moisture regime, and then my poster in this afternoon, and has a lot more details about making these changes and the impacts it would have on soil taxonomy and the number of taxa and so forth. So if you're interested in that particular proposal or any of these changes in soil taxonomy, make sure you come to the poster, and if you can, come to my rapid talk. We went to a couple of those yesterday, and they were pretty, I liked them. You know, there was just like, and then they were off to it. So again, in 2015, the Society establishes task force to develop the fundamental changes in soil taxonomy. And there are a dozen of us on this task force. And we've been meeting mostly by conference calls in the winter of 2015. And I would like to say that it's a slow process, but you can imagine. And you'll see some of the challenges, and I think you'll understand that. Basically, the issue is that we used to have, or was thought to be, a basic system, but now it's very complicated. And I found this quote from Webster, and he was talking about objections to the seventh approximation. So long before soil taxonomy was even published, this is what he thought about it. So I can't imagine what he would say today, you know, or just fall over would be my guess. I think we know many of the issues. The perfect example for me is this definition of the malic epipedon. It starts over in the far left column, goes down to the bottom, then you have a whole nother column, and then you have to turn the page and you have a whole, well, almost another column just for the definition of a malic epipedon, where it, impossible, you could maybe simplify it as much as this. I know John and Mickey have a proposal for this, and they're going to talk about that, but I don't think theirs is this short, but sometimes I think in many cases you can simplify it to this. And so, you know, this is what we're talking about. Matt just came in this morning and said, you know, you have to be a lawyer to go through this thing, and sometimes that's how you feel, you know, and that's the problem. So it's something that we need to work on. The other issue is just the number of taxa. I mean, we've learned more and more about the soils, and I think that's important, no question about that. We don't want to lose that knowledge. But once you keep gaining taxa and things like that, you have to look at the bigger picture, and I don't think that's been done in the 75 year or the since 1975 when the system was published as soil taxonomy. So we went from something that we could put in our pocket and take out into the field and really use to something that we have to decide, is that too heavy to bring out in the field, you know, because we've got to carry this thing around. And so it's really expanded. So our objectives are to create a system that is less complicated, more user-friendly, that can serve as an effective and engaging tool for the soil science community, and to reach other disciplines and communities that use soils information. So that's what our task is on this task force. And so we want to take our soil taxonomy and we want to move it over to something else, okay? We want the same system, but what that will be like, I'm not exactly sure, okay? We're not proposing changes in the general architecture of soil taxonomy, so don't worry about that. That's not really what we're interested in. What we want to do is make changes in the definitions, like the malic epipedon, some of the criteria, some of the concepts. To me, what's important is the format, okay? And what I mean by this is what's emphasized in each category in the system. And the soil moisture regime will be the example that I'll talk about. So what are the challenges? And there are many challenges, and you can see there's quite a few listed here, and it probably doesn't even touch the ones that are there. Simplify the document, but not lose the valuable information. We want nationwide and international input. And so that's what we're trying to start to get right now after we've sort of picked up some proposals and developed those. We need to harmonize meanings across the hierarchy, okay? If you go from here to there, you don't have the same definitions and the same criteria that are used for the same thing. We want to build something that's an engaging tool for the soil science community. And I would say it should be engaging for more than the soil science community. We're trying to make those changes without negatively impacting or affecting the existing National Cooperative Soil Survey maps. OK, Okay, there's a lot of work, obviously, that's gone into those maps, and they're used all the time. But those are mapped mostly at the, or essentially looked at, you know, the consociation level. And so we're not really thinking about making changes at the series level. We want to complement the concepts used in other taxonomic systems, such as the WRB. We want to create a system that serves the dual purpose of essentially assessing it, the potential and limitations of the soil, our use and management of the soil. But then we also need just a strict classification system. So there's a dual purpose to the classification system. All right, and then one of the difficult things that we're going to run up against is that we have to build support to see that these proposals go from what we're talking about in our concepts and what people can agree upon, and then to reality, that we do have, in the end, a classification system that's been, those fundamental changes have been made, and we have something that we can feel good about. So what are the roadblocks? So one of them is just that people have old school thoughts. Okay, this is how we've done it for the last 50 years, and we don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. As we've been going through and trying to decide, should we change this, or why should we change this, or is it okay to change this? And those are a lot of questions that are important. What we end up going back to is these Guy Smith interviews. And they ask Guy Smith, why did you do this in taxonomy? Why did you do that? And if you're younger folks, you might not even know who Guy Smith is, but most of us know who Guy Smith is. One of the interesting things that Marty brought up recently about Guy Smith is they asked him, why didn't you make a soil order just for the wet soils? Because in almost all the other classification systems, the wet soils are set apart. And if you think about the wet soils, that's probably one of our most, if not our most important interpretation. And Guy Smith said, well, when I looked at the yield data that came from the drained wetlands versus soils that are classified in the same system, say in AlphaSol, that I had the same yields. Well, that's not a good example now, right? Because we don't drain wetlands anymore. We're going in the other direction. And so it seems to me that things like that don't fit anymore. And that's one of the reasons that we need to sort of think about taxonomy. Wet soils before, you know, in 1960, I mean, they weren't even worried about it. I mean, people drained them all the time. And now we think just the opposite. And so we need to think about sort of the way we approach soils and how we approach many of these soils. And so it's important to keep that in mind. So I was, what do I want to say? I like this idea of a renaissance, and Ray Weil brought this up yesterday. And so I was thinking we need a renaissance in soil taxonomy, okay, where people can, you know, it has some life to it. Instead of it seems like it's just getting bigger and bigger and more people are sort of trying to say, let's try not to use that any more than we have to. Or maybe, or the opposite would be we would just have a recalcitrance and we would just say, let's not do anything. And so I think we want to have a renaissance here, that we want to bring it to the forefront, and we want people to say, well, that we can do this and we can do this to make the system better and something that we all can use. Ken is going to talk about the sort of difficulties in the implementation of if we make these changes. And I think there's a lot of fear out there in what would happen if we implemented it. And so I call it the fear of implementation. And I think what we're doing is we're trying to decide what's the cost going to be, and as if we make those changes, is it worth that cost? And to me, we're essentially talking about the future of our system, okay? If we don't do anything, I'm afraid we're just going to get less and less taken seriously and things like that. And so I think, you know, there's new students come every year. Okay, and we can't just argue that, well, this is how we did it in the past. We've got to offer them something that they can use and feel good about. So what's the process? We essentially decide what the fundamental changes to consider. We try to prioritize to decide which changes to develop the proposals first. Then we debated and sort of formulated priority proposals that were being considered. We sort of tried to survey as much as possible the soil science community to assess interest in the specific changes and issues. We did this at many of the national cooperative regional meetings and at the national meetings to talk to different soil scientists to get their thoughts on this. Now what we want to do is distribute the proposals to those that are intended or interested in the comments in their assessment, and then we'll review those suggestions in the comments, and then we'll revise the proposals, or maybe some of them we'll just throw out. So that's really what the process that the task force is using to try to develop these changes and put this forward. So these are the sort of proposed changes that are on the front burner. One of the things that everyone's interested in is having a searchable OSD database. And Dylan Baudette and Brian Needleman have been working on this. And I don't know if it's so much as a proposed change, but something that is necessary, and that's being worked on. Joey Shaw has been working on this redefinition of the Candic Horizon criteria, and he has a proposal this afternoon, so please go by Joey's poster. We want to redefine the Moloch epipedon, and Mickey and John will talk about that in a few minutes. I already talked about Marty's poster on Create a Wet Soil Order, so go and see that poster this afternoon. Consistently apply definitions and terminology for organic soil materials. I published a paper last year about that. Move the soil moisture regime, accept aquic to the family level, and so that's something there's lots of discussion about that. One of the ideas is to combine ultisols and alfasols into a single order. Some of the arguments for that is because we basically use the base saturation of the parent materials to decide if it's an alfasol or an ultisol, and that's really not an approach that we've taken to the other classifications. And then somehow simplify the family particle size control sections and classes. And this is something I feel like we need a lot of help with, and no one has volunteered to say, I'll work on that, you know. But we definitely need help with that. So if anybody's interested in working on that, I would like to hear from them. All right, in my last couple minutes here, I wanted to use this example here for this dropping of the soil moisture regime from the suborder level. And so here's a map that Dylan Baudette made up that basically gives us an idea of the information that we gather or that we're offered as we go from the order level to the suborder level. And if you look way over here to the left, you see the scale. And the blue is basically at zero or about 0.1, okay? So for three-fourths of the country, it's mostly in blue, maybe a little bit in yellow. So that means you essentially go from the order level to the suborder level and gain no information in the classification system. So to me, that's a big deal. Where the argument sits is this part of the country right here, where you see that it's mostly yellow and there's some areas of red, that they do gain some information from moving it to using the soil moisture regime at the suborder level. I like to use the soil judging example because that makes the most sense, because I always get this question from the soil judges: how come we only have two choices at the suborder all the time? It's either it's wet or it's not. That's our option. To me, that's not very much of an option at that level in our taxonomic system. So to me, that ends up to be an issue. So what do we do to replace the soil moisture regimes? So I use inceptisols because that's what I'm familiar with. And you can see here would be the ones that we currently have. And then what will we do? If we pulled those out, what will we do? So the group went through all these formative elements, and you can see a lot of them, and ranked them and put their sort of proposed hierarchy in the classification system, whether it's order, suborder, great group, and so forth. And you can see there's a lot of them, and we went through this as an exercise. So we try to use that to come up with what we would replace it with. And so here's an example that we could use for these inceptisols. Instead of having USTEPs and ZEREPs and UDEPs and then having all the other ones after that at the great group level, under the subgroup level we would have SULFEPs, CALCEPs, DUREPs, FRAGEPs, HUMEPs, UTREPs, and DISTREPs. And so that would be what we would have at the suborder level. Okay? And then we would have to decide now what to do at the great group or subgroup level. And if you come to my poster, I'll give you examples for those. And I also have examples for the other soil orders on my poster at the suborder level. All right. I wanted to go over this, but I've really run out of time. I'll start with the sort of last two here. I sent some emails back and forth with someone, and basically after 3 days, I didn't get an answer to all their comments as far as what we should do. And so they basically said, if you want input, you need to respond to their emails. Well, essentially, this is a slow process, and we can't respond to every one of your emails. So if you are interested, sign up, and we will take your responses and comments seriously. But we won't get an email from me and every person saying, yes, this is a good idea, no, that's not, and so forth, okay? And then pretty much what we've learned so far is that everyone has the same goals. We want to have a classification system that we can use and that other folks can use. But not everyone's going to agree on how to do it, or even if we should do it in some cases, all right? Things take time, and so you need to be patient, and we need to keep the big picture in mind. And then your input and thoughts and ideas are really valued and needed, and we're asking for those right now. And again, if you came in late, you can send an email to this address right here, and we will send you the proposals as we're developing them, by hopefully by the first of the year. And I'm going to stop right there.